Trade Alert, taking profits and generating income. Welcome to this audio issue of Trading Club, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. We're issuing several trade alerts today designed to take profits and generate income on several existing positions. Please note that all recent prices referenced are based on yesterday's, January 26th, closing prices. First, we're issuing a sell alert on our remaining silver position. Sell 100 shares of the iShares Silver Trust, NYSE, SLV. The recent price of SLV was $98.34 and we recommend selling at prevailing market prices. Next, we're also issuing the following covered call trade recommendations. Sell to open 1 Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ. Sell, $60 covered call, expiring on March 20, 2026. The recent price of this contract was $3 per share, or $300 per contract, and we recommend selling down to $2 per share. Sell to open 1 Chipotle Mexican Grill, NYSE, CMG, $42.50 covered call, expiring on March 20, 2026. The recent price of this contract was $1.46 per share, or $146 per contract, and we recommend selling down to $1 per share. Sell to open 1 Nike NYSE, NKE, $70 covered call, expiring on March 20, 2026. The recent price of this contract was $1.86 per share, or $186 per contract, and we recommend selling down to $1.25 per share. Sell to open 2 Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM, $40 covered calls, expiring on March 20, 2026. The recent price of this contract was $2.55 per share, or $255 per contract, and we recommend selling down to $1.75 per share. Let's briefly review these trades, starting with silver. Why exit the silver position completely? The short answer is summed up in the classic Wall Street phrase, bulls make money, bears make money, and pigs get slaughtered. After a 163% gain in under 5 months, holding out for more upside from here seems rather gluttonous. Now, some will argue that the fundamental drivers of the precious metals bull market remain intact, including runaway government spending and monetary expansion. But we've seen this story before. I vividly remember the last precious metals peak in 2011, when silver prices topped out at $50 and then entered into a 15-year bear market. Along the way, the bullish narrative only gathered more strength. The U.S. federal government racked up $20 trillion in new debt while the Federal Reserve pushed rates to zero and blew up its balance sheet from $2.8 trillion to $6.8 trillion. And yet, none of these bullish factors prevented a 50% decline in silver prices. In the end, all that mattered was that the buying pressure exhausted itself. And it now appears that the silver market may be on the verge of a similar dynamic. Over the past few weeks, SLV has routinely been one of the most actively traded securities in the market, a classic indicator of a late-stage buying frenzy. But yesterday blew away all historic precedent, when over $30 billion worth of SLV shares changed hands, more volume than any other security on the planet, including the S&P 500 ETF, SPY. And this number exceeded the prior 2011 peak in SLV daily trading volume by over $20 billion. Could this continue? Sure, anything is possible. But history suggests we're likely approaching the point where every marginal precious metals buyer has already entered the market. SLV wasn't alone in the trading frenzy. Among the top 10 most actively traded securities yesterday included ETFs for gold, GLD, gold miners, GDX, and a 2x leveraged silver instrument, AGQ. Given the parabolic price moves against a backdrop of record trading volume, it seems likely that the easy money has already been made in this precious metals bull market. And there are many other areas of the market offering more attractive risk/return propositions. Recalling the 2011 silver price spike, the damage wasn't just that silver lost 50% of its value over the next 15 years. There was a massive opportunity cost involved in not putting that capital to work in other areas of the market, as many high-quality stocks went up 5x to 10x over the same period. We recognize that we may be early in exiting SLV, but our goal isn't to squeeze the last penny out of every trade. Our goal is to make intelligent risk/reward trade-offs, and we believe taking profits is the prudent course of action. The same thought process applies to our latest series of covered call recommendations. With each of these trades, we are making a calculated trade-off, foregoing the additional upside above the call option strike price on each position in order to bring guaranteed income into the portfolio today. And even though we're capping our returns on each of the underlying stocks, we're still leaving plenty of upside on the table. Below, we provide a summary overview of the total upside available on each of these positions, based on the recent prices as of yesterday's close. For the Celsius CELH $60 covered call trade, our upside is $5.46 from the recent sell share price of $54.54 to the option strike price of $60, plus another $3 in options premiums, for a total return of $8.46 per share. That represents a return of 15.5% over the course of 52 days, or 175% annualized. For the Chipotle Mexican Grill, CMG, $42.50 covered call trade, our upside is $2.78 from the recent CMG share price of $39.72 to the option strike price of $42.50, plus another $1.46 in options premiums, for a total return of $4.24 per share. That represents a return of 10.7% over the course of 52 days, or 104% annualized. For the Nike NKE, $70 covered call trade, our upside is $5.01 from the recent NKE share price of $64.99 to the option strike price of $70, plus another $1.86 in options premiums, for a total return of $6.87 per share. That represents a return of 10.6% over the course of 52 days, or 103% annualized. For the Triple Flag Precious Metals TFPM, $40 covered call trade, our upside is $1.39 from the recent TFPM share price of $38.61 to the option strike price of $40, plus another $2.55 in options premiums, for a total return of $3.94 per share. That represents a return of 10.2% over the course of 52 days, or 98% annualized. As a reminder, we created a covered call calculator to help you determine the potential returns on covered call trades, which you can find by clicking here. Before signing off, there's one final thing to remember about every trade we recommend. These are simply recommendations. You may or may not agree with any individual trade, or our overall approach. We're here to provide a completely transparent process, by detailing each trade we make and why. But ultimately, it's up to each individual to make the final decision on how they wish to allocate their capital. As always, feel free to reach out with any questions or feedback at the Trading Club forum, or via email at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com, and please check the Trading Club issues page for the latest version of this post, which often includes updates and corrections. Good investing. Ross Hendricks, Porter & Company. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys, where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the Best Buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.